thankful today again for all the blessings God's bestowed upon us. And I pray you'll speak to us today through the Word of God. Have your Bible this morning. Go ahead and turn, if you would, please, to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians in chapter number 3. Colossians in chapter number 3. Give you just a moment to find your place. I want to make mention of a couple of anniversaries this morning. James and Ethel Blankenship will be on the 5th. That's tomorrow, isn't it? Is that tomorrow? Yeah, that's tomorrow. How many years, Brother James? 52 wonderful years. All right, let's give them a round of applause this morning. That's wonderful. And Jerry and Joe Handy on the 11th. How many years, Miss Joe? 51. You're about to catch them. 51. Congratulations. And then Chris and Tammy on the 10th are not here today, so we'll try to recognize them maybe next week if they're here in the service. So congratulations on your special date. I noticed a lot of birthdays in the month of November. And so as you celebrate your special day, I hope and pray that God just blesses you in a great and mighty way and gives you many, many more great blessings throughout life. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to try to preach on with the help of God as I begin to try to prepare and study and seek the face of God. I've never done this in the month of November, but if the Lord continues to deal with my heart, I just want to preach maybe this month as we think about Thanksgiving. Of course, we celebrate the day of Thanksgiving in the month of November, and I know that's a special time for so many people and families and different things as we give thanks unto the Lord. And certainly, but the you and I this morning that are saved ought to be thankful every day that God blesses us, and certainly we should be. And so I just pray that through this month of November that God will help each of us to realize just how blessed that we are, and how thankful that you and I should be. Now, there's no possible way within this month as we try to preach on and think about some things to be thankful for that we could address everything. But this morning, just a few things that I want to start with today and that I pray God will speak to our hearts about and help us. And especially if you're here today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin, I pray today would be the good day that you come to know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. So if you find your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God out of the book of Colossians. Again, for this thought in mind, be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. You'll find our text this morning in verse number 15, and then you'll find also in verse number 17, he talks about giving thanks. And so this morning I want to start in the thought of thanksgiving or being thankful and just being thankful for life. Being thankful for life. Let's start reading if you would follow along with me this morning in verse number 5. The Bible says mortify. Now that word mortify is an interesting word. It means to put to death. It says mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For the which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also, notice what he says in verse number 7, in the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them. But now, verse number 8, but now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have, notice in verse 9, put off the old man with his deeds. Then notice in verse number 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision, nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, nor free, but Christ in all and in all. And put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also, notice again, you are called in one body. And then notice this next phrase, and be ye thankful. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, watch it again, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Again, out of verse number 15, and be ye thankful. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, as we bow in your presence once again today, Father, we want to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for the privilege, God, to be back in your house this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the Sunday school hour. Thank you for the wonderful singing. Lord, all that's been done this morning, Father, in your name, I thank you for your precious word, and I pray now, Father, as your servant for just a few moments this morning, that God, you'd anoint these lips of clay. Lord, I need your help, Father, this morning as we begin to think about just simply being thankful and being thankful for life. I pray this morning that you'd help all of us just to reflect and to remember and to rejoice in the fact of the very life, Lord, that you have given us here today. Then I pray this most of all today, Lord, if there's someone here, and Lord, they don't know anything about spiritual life, Lord, they've never trusted you as Savior, I pray this would be the good day that, Father, they would come by faith and receive the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you'll touch us now. I pray that you'll use us, speak to our hearts, and help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated, and thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. Now, I'm going to try to get through just as quickly as I can. There's no possible way that I'm going to be able to cover all the verses that I've read into your hearing here this morning. I love this little epistle, this little letter that Paul has wrote to the church at Colossae. And I love this particular chapter. And there's some great things contained within this chapter. But God, again, began to speak to my heart. And I pray that each of us would consider as we think about some different things throughout this month on simply be ye thankful. And again today, for the thought of simply being thankful for life itself. Again, as we celebrate the season of Thanksgiving, there is truly much to be thankful for. Even this morning, you may be going through a difficulty. You may be going through a valley. You may be going through a storm. But even in all that, there's much to be thankful for. And you and I should be thankful as God's people. If you and I are not careful, we seem to neglect on a day-to-day basis just how thankful that we should be. So many in the world around us today never consider the goodness and the greatness and the great blessings that God has bestowed upon each and every one of us. So again, this day, let us truly be thankful, not only this day, but each and every day. And to be thankful for this thing called life. We're living certainly in a wicked time and an evil time. Every time that you turn on your news, you'll hear about murders here and murders there and people's lives being taken. And friend, that's sad that there is such a disregard for human life. I'll tell you what, we've come to a place in our society that certainly human life is not considered important and special. But friend, I want you to know that we have a God in heaven this morning that certainly gives life. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be living today. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm alive this morning. I'm thankful for this thing that God has given to each of us called life. And so I pray that we would each this morning consider. Now, there's four things that I want to consider within this message. Now, I'm not going to get them all preached today. I want you to think about these four areas of life. First of all, I want to deal with this morning. There is the physical life that God gives, and only God can give that physical life. Not only is there physical life, But secondly, this morning, their spiritual life. And thank God, He's the only one that can bring forth spiritual life to an individual that's lost and undone without Him. I thank God for spiritual life, and I hope I can deal with those two this morning. There is a thing called abundant life today, and my, for those that want to live the abundant life. And then fourthly this morning, there's a thing called eternal life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God for life today, and the giver of life being God Himself and His precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, for just a few moments, as you pray for us, I want to deal first of all with this thing called physical life. Do you realize today that you would not be here had it not been for the giver of life? God Himself, all the way back to the book of Genesis, creates man, breathing in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And from that point on to this day, God has continued to give a physical life. And so this morning, you and I, as we celebrate this month of Thanksgiving, we ought to be thankful for life that God has given unto you and I. Now, I understand that life's not perfect. I understand there's all kinds of things that we deal with within the concept of life. But nevertheless, I believe if you get up each and every day that you get up and that I get up, we ought to look to the God of heaven and say, God, I'm so thankful for the physical life that You have blessed me with and that You have given unto me. And so this morning, I pray we'll consider now for just a few moments on being thankful and being thankful for this physical life. The word thankful today simply means, as you look it up, as it's used in the text, it means to be well-favored. Life this morning is something that's well-favored. In other words, when you think about something being well-favored, in other words, you think about being blessed. Amen. Is there anybody here today that's thankful for the blessing of life itself? Hallelujah. We all ought to be thankful for that this morning. But not only does it mean to be well-favored, but it also means to be grateful. And again, you and I should be grateful for this physical life. I want to give you three things about physical life. Number one, I want to say that we ought to appreciate life. We ought to appreciate the life that God has given unto each of us. Again, none of us having the perfect life and all those kind of things, but you and I ought to appreciate life this morning and the life that God's given unto us. The word appreciate this morning simply means to recognize the full worth of. I don't know, I just don't think that any of us here today could grasp the full worth of our physical lives. Man, the human body is such an amazing, it's just so amazing how God put the human body together and how it all works. And I tell you what, just life itself, my soul today, and you and I ought to appreciate that. We ought to be thankful this morning for this physical life that God has given unto us. I like what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Boy, I tell you what, this is a deep scripture. This is a deep verse of scripture. Boy, I don't have time to get into all that this morning. But Jeremiah proclaims in chapter number 1 and verse number 5, God speaking here. He says, before, God speaking to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Man, I'll tell you what, you try to get a hold of that this morning. I'm telling you, friend, you'll never get a hold of that. Before I formed thee in the body, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. We ought to appreciate the life that God's given unto us. What are you saying in talking about Jeremiah and him, God knowing him before he ever formed? Now, I know Jeremiah certainly was a chosen vessel and a special vessel that God was going to use to proclaim his message not only to Israel, but also to the nations. And we see that all through the Scriptures. God had special men and special women that He had for special tasks. And certainly we understand that. And I want you to understand something about appreciating life. God has a plan. And God has a purpose for each and every one of us here this morning. We may not always understand it. We may not even always believe it. But friend, I promise you today to think about that God knew us before He ever formed us. Man, I can't get a hold of that. I don't know about you, but to think about, thank God, this physical life that God's given unto you and I, and God has a plan, and God has a purpose for each and every one of us here this morning. Thank God we ought to thank Him, and we ought to pray. Now, let me say, a lot of people never fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has for them because they never trust Him. They never follow Him. They never obey Him. But friend, God's plan is the right plan. God's purpose is the greatest purpose. And friend, you and I this morning ought to appreciate this physical life that God's given to us. And He wants to do something in us. And He wants to do something through us if we'll just trust Him and be thankful today. Oh, I thank Him. I thank Him for the physical life and the plan and the purpose that Almighty God Himself had for somebody like me and somebody like you. Oh, my soul friend, we ought to be thankful. We ought to have an attitude of thankfulness because of physical life. Man, I can't get a hold of that. Jeremiah, God tells Jeremiah, I knew you before I ever formed you. Oh, my. And then people say, the life doesn't begin in the womb. Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, help this nation. Lord, help those today that would take innocent life. Help those today. No telling how many went out into eternity last night because someone took their life. Oh, how sad that is. I'm telling you, life is a precious thing, and you ought not to take it for granted. You can be here today and gone tomorrow. I'll tell you what, my friend, you need to be gone before the sun sets on this day. You ought to thank God. You ought to thank God for the physical life that He has given unto you and I. There ought to be an appreciation for life. I'll be honest with you, our society has lost the appreciation for life. They have. Boy, I don't know about you, that's sad. That ought to break our hearts. I know it breaks the heart of God because God is the giver of life. And today we ought to have an appreciation for this thing called life. We ought to be thankful for life. Not only today did I think about that there should be an appreciation for life, again, to recognize the full worth. You are special. Lord, help us this morning. You are special. Matter of fact, I believe everyone that's ever been born into this world in the eyes of God was special. Amen. They may not have turned out right. They may have turned against God. They may be meaner than the devil himself. But I'll tell you what, thank God, because of life, they were special in the eyes of God. They were so special in the eyes of God that He sent, hallelujah, He sent His own darling Son, thank God, to be the sacrifice. Thank God so we can be, like the choir sing about, so that we can be redeemed by the good grace of God. That's just how special, that's just how special, that's just how special you and I are in the eyes of Almighty God. Lord, help us to appreciate the physical life that only God gives today. Some people are born with problems and defects and different things, but you know, they're still special in the eyes of God. I want you to know that today. I'll tell you what, in a society that neglects life and the preciousness of life and the gift of life, thank God you and I as God's children, Hallelujah. We ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You knew me before you ever formed me. You had a plan and a purpose for my life. And God, the best I know how to show my appreciation for this life, that God, I commit myself to you. God, I want to live my life in such a manner that it bring honor and glory to you and point others to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And Lord, we ought to appreciate this physical life to recognize the full worth. Not only should we appreciate physical life, but secondly, I want to say this, we ought to enjoy the physical life that God has given unto us. Life is to be enjoyed. Now, I know that we have some people that think, well, if you're a Christian, you can't enjoy life. Fooey. Fooey. Now, you may not enjoy the things that the world enjoys, and you shouldn't. If you're really right with God, you're not going to enjoy that mess nohow. But God has given us a life that you and I can enjoy life and not have to fall into the pits and the snares of the devil and all the things going on around. We don't have to get tangled up in the evil. Oh, there's so many things in this chapter I ain't going to have time to deal with this morning. I'm telling you, aren't you glad? Thank God there's a God in heaven, hallelujah, that wants you and I to enjoy life. And if anybody ought to be enjoying life, it ought to be a child of God. Hallelujah. We ought to get up every day, thank God, and say, Lord, I appreciate life. And Lord, with your help, I'm just going to enjoy the day. Well, preacher, I'm having a bad day. Well, everybody has some bad days. Huh? I'll just be honest with you. I don't really think there's any bad days. There's just some better than others. Hey, man, if you get up in the morning, it's a pretty good day. Hey, man. There's some people that didn't get up this morning. Now, listen, it's a wonderful thing to slip out in eternity and all that, and we'll talk about that throughout the process of thinking about being thankful. But, friend, just get up and enjoy life. Lord, you've given me another day. Let me go out and give the world a smile. Hallelujah. Continue to put that song down in my heart. Hallelujah. Why? Thank God you want me to enjoy life and enjoy living. Hey, man, enjoy life. We ought to appreciate it, but we ought to enjoy it. Man, today's a good day. Today's not only a good day, today's a great day. Man, you got another hour's sleep last night. Some of you sitting here starving to death right now, though. Hey, man. Can't wait till the preacher gets done. I'm telling you what, got chicken and hamburgers and ham and all that kind of thing on their mind this morning. And listen, I'm glad I could enjoy that part of life. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. That's another blessing that we ought to think of. But listen to me. Just enjoying life. God's given us a good day. God's given us a great day. He's given us the Lord's day that we could come together and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God wants you and I to enjoy life. And let me say this. He wants us to enjoy it the right way. Amen. Don't want us going out living foolishly and reckless and all those kinds. He wants us to enjoy it in the right way, to put Him as the priority and walk with Him. And if we'll do that, we'll enjoy life. And I believe we ought to enjoy every day. Preacher, you got a scripture for us? I sure do. Hold on just a minute. We ought to appreciate life. We ought to enjoy life. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse number 17. Paul writing to young Timothy says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Notice that, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to, guess what that next word is, enjoy. The Bible says every good and perfect gift cometh from above. Man, enjoy the good things of life. Enjoy the good things of God. We ought to be thankful. for life itself. We ought to appreciate life. That God has a plan and a purpose. We ought to enjoy life. Because God has given us all things richly to enjoy. Not only should we appreciate and should we enjoy life, but let me say this, we ought to rejoice in life. Anybody glad you're alive? Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't see everybody raise their head. I don't know, maybe. Maybe you're here just to endure. But not only should we enjoy, but we should rejoice. Preacher, you got a scripture for us. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you asked. Very familiar, Psalms 118, verse 24. The Bible says, this is the day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Then notice what David the psalmist says. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God has given you and I today. We don't know about tomorrow. If you're saved, it really doesn't matter anyhow. But anyway, He's given us today. And we ought to rejoice and be glad in this day. You ever run into people never has a good day? Oh, my. Boy, aren't they encouraging. I mean, if you really need lifted up, just get around those that nothing's ever good. Every day's just a bad day. Lord, help us. I'm going to tell you what, preacher, I'm going to try to stay away from people like that. I love everybody, get along with everybody. But listen, hallelujah, God's been too good to me. God's blessed me. God's given me another day. And He says, be glad and rejoice in the day that you have. Thank God for physical life. We've got many families, my own included, and many sitting in our church here this morning that just for the last month and a half, you've had to say so long to a loved one. And about everybody that I've ever dealt with when it comes to sickness and having to face death wants to do everything they can to stay here just as long as they can. You want to know why? Because God put a desire in human man's heart to want to live. Now, death is the unknown. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to consider it. It's the unknown. Now, I believe for the child of God, everything's going to be all right. Matter of fact, I know it is. But, friend, I see people hang on. I see them hang on. I see them hang on. I see them do everything they can to stay here just as long as they can. Why? Because of the gift of life. And if God gives us another day, we ought to rejoice in it. Is that what the Bible says? Is it not what I just read? To be glad and rejoice in it. Now you're going to face some bad days. You're going to face some hard days. Or He said there wasn't any bad days, though. Some days just better than others. But aren't you glad that we're not going through this day alone? Aren't you glad you got somebody that's going with us? And somebody that's given us some promises. Thank God He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Hallelujah, He'll go with us all the way. Listen to me. Hallelujah. Irregardless of how deep the valley might get, how hard the storm might be, I'm glad there's a God in heaven today that'll help us. Thank God, even in the midst of it, to be able to rejoice. To be able to rejoice in the day that He's given us. Lord, let us be thankful for physical life. Let us be thankful today in our appreciation. Let us be thankful today that we enjoy it. Let us be thankful today that we rejoice in it. Be thankful for life. First of all, for physical life. And then let me say secondly this morning, I'm going to try to get through this next one as quick as I can. Amen. No. Hold me to it. But I see, secondly, this morning, I thank Him, as I said, for spiritual life. And oh, we could pull up and park right here and spend a lot of time. Everybody in this building, whether you're saved or not, ought to thank Him for physical life. But friend, the only ones that can really thank Him this morning or thank Him and be thankful to Him for spiritual life is those that has been to Calvary, those that have been gloriously born again, those that know the Savior, those that know that they've been redeemed, those that know that their name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, those that know that they passed from death unto life. I'm telling you this morning, thank God for the spiritual life that I have through Him by the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Man, we ought to rejoice. Hallelujah for the spiritual life. That means when this life's over, it's going to be all right. That means in this life, when there's a hard day and a difficult day comes, it's still going to be all right. Why? Because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God for spiritual life today. And there's a lot of dead people walking around even though they're alive. Do you realize that? How do you know? Because the Bible lets us know that there is. We ought to today be thankful for spiritual life. The book of Ephesians in chapter number 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And you," speaking to the church at Ephesus, "and you has He quickened." You know what that word quickened means? It means to make alive. And I've seen some people that profess salvation that I didn't see much life in. Oh, it got real quiet right there. Amen. "And you hath He quickened." Make alive. Hallelujah. For spiritual life. "And you hath He quickened who were." Who were. Who were. Who were. Who were. Were. Who were. That's past tense. Who were. Glory to God, I'm about to take me a spell. Who were. You say, preacher, you ought not to get excited. Somebody ought to get excited. Every time a baby gets born, somebody gets excited. Hallelujah, when a child, thank God, comes, a sinner comes and becomes a child of God. Hallelujah, there ought to be some excitement. Thank God in that birth. Then there ought to be some excitement in that life. Who were dead, who were dead, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He has quickened us. He's made us alive this morning. Am I the only one that excites? Well, if you're a born-again child of God, you ought to stand up and say, glory. Amen. Who were dead. That means I was dead in trespasses and sin. But one Sunday morning, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You say, preacher, you talk about it often. I wasn't over it that morning. I'm not over it now. I won't be over it tomorrow. I won't be over it next week. I won't be over it next year. Hallelujah. I won't be over it for all eternity. Who were dead in trespasses and sin? Thank God the Holy Ghost of God come to where I was at, deserving hell, dead in trespasses and sins, and called my name. Brought me to Calvary, and there, repenting of my sin and receiving Christ as Savior, I'm glad God give me spiritual life. Hallelujah. Oh, my, there's so many great things in this chapter. I don't have time to share. Who were? I can't get over that. Praise God, I'm hung up right there. Who were? Dead. You ever been to a funeral home? Sure you have. You ever been to a funeral? Sure you have. You ever been to the graveside? Sure you have. Been doing this thing a while, Brother Randy. And you've been doing it for a good while yourself. Working in it day after day. I've never seen a dead man. I've never seen a dead woman. I've never seen a dead child. Get up and bring life back to theirself. But hallelujah, honey, when you and I were dead in trespasses and sins, thank God to the Lamb of God that brought life my way that day. Who were dead in trespasses and sin, God lifted me out of that death and despair. God, give me life. Hallelujah. God, give you life today. Glory! Lord, I'm just thankful for physical life. And Lord, I'm really thankful for spiritual life, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Let me give you a couple of things, and I'll be done. I don't know why. Praise God, why would you want to be done? Just getting started. Number one, I have spiritual life. I've been saved from a corrupt lifestyle. Whoop! Oh, I wish I had time to go over all this morning. If you go back to verse number 5 of chapter number 3, he talks about mortifying therefore your members which are upon the earth, and he goes through the whole list. Well, preacher, I ain't been guilty of none of that. Well, you're still guilty. Most of us here probably been guilty of some of this stuff. Sure we have. Oh, we got quiet again. Most of the time that means guilty. Yeah. Guilty! Lord, guilty! Lord, guilty! But I'm glad he saved me from. Amen. Saved me from. Saved me from. A corrupt lifestyle. He goes, oh, now, if you're saved as a young person, there's a possibility that a lot of these things you never experienced. And boy, you ought to thank God for that. Amen. But at the end of the day, we're all sinners in need of a Savior. But he saved us from a corrupt lifestyle. An individual that can go out and live a corrupt lifestyle and say they're a child of God, friend, there's one or two things wrong. Number one, they either so far out of the will of God that they don't even realize where they're at. But I tell you what, they can't stay out there, because if they stay out there, God will get their attention.
Amen.
It's called chastisement. But most likely, if you can live a corrupt lifestyle today and not have any conviction of that corrupt lifestyle, then there's a very good possibility that you've never been born again. There is no spiritual life. Wow. Preacher, God loves everybody. Yes, he does. Preacher, God wants to save everybody. Yes, he does. Preacher, you said God had a plan and a purpose for everybody's life. Yes, he does. But you have to be willing to yield to it. I have to be willing to yield to it. But thank God for spiritual life, because he has saved me from a corrupt lifestyle. I don't need the things of this world to make me happy. Matter of fact, they won't make you happy. I don't have to have a drug. I don't have to have an alcohol. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. I don't have to have that. Lord, I don't even desire that. Lord, I don't have to have relationships here and relationships there. Lord, I don't have to have that. I'm glad you saved me. You saved me. You saved me from a corrupt lifestyle. Hallelujah. I believe there's some more in here God saved from a corrupt lifestyle. Woo! Hallelujah. You ought to give him praise. You ought to just lift up your hand and say, Lord, I'm so thankful that you saved me from a corrupt lifestyle. Had it not been for the grace of God, I could be laying out there in the ditch and somebody passed by this morning. I could be laying somewhere with a needle hanging out my arm. I could be somewhere with a bottle in my hand. I could be somewhere with some other women and all those kind of... Listen, that could be me. That could be me. That could be you. But God saved me from that corrupt lifestyle. Hallelujah. Lord, we ought to be faithful. For spiritual life, he saved us from a corrupt lifestyle. Not only did he save us from a corrupt lifestyle, but he changed our life. Oh, Lord, help. He says in verse 7, in the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now ye also put off these, anger. Man, we talked about that corrupt lifestyle. We look at them first sins, but boy, some of us skip over that verse number 8 and some of them sins there. Anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. That's still part of the corrupt lifestyle. Woo! Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. Verse, starting in verse number 10, that got us down through the corrupt lifestyle. Let's look at the changed lifestyle. And have put on the new man. In other words, it's just like you and I laid out there in that casket. God reached down in that casket for somebody that was dead and trespasses and sin, pulled you out of there and made you a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. And give you life.
Amen.
And I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ in all and in all. Lord, what's some preaching? What's that mean? That means he can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. He can give spiritual life. Oh my. Put on therefore, now look at this new man. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also ye also do ye. Verse 14. And above all these things, put on charity. What's charity? Somebody tell me real quick what charity is. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. What's charity? What's charity? Oh, my soul, love will go a long way. Oh, my soul. Of all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye, what? Thankful. You ever get to down and out? Sure, we all do. You ever have your pity parties? Sure, we all do. Lord, when I begin to get there, you just come by and remind me just how good you've been to me.
Amen.
You let me remember just how good it is to be alive today. Be up and walking and talking. And then, Lord, I just want to thank you for that spiritual life. Who were dead in trespasses and sin, but you saved me from a corrupt lifestyle and you changed my life. Let me give you one more thing. I got to finish. Some of your vision might not ever come back. I hope you will. Amen. I'm getting away man's right there. I don't know. It's pretty rough. But anyhow, you say you preach like this all the time? All the time. Just all the time. I preached a revival a couple of weeks ago and somebody slipped around and asked one of my members, said, does that man preach like that all the time? I go, does that choir sing like that all the time? Amen! I've got life. I'm going to enjoy it. I've got spiritual life. I'm not going to endure it. I'm going to enjoy it. Well, I've been saved from a corrupt lifestyle. I have a changed life in life this morning. Not only do I have a changed life, I've been saved from a corrupt lifestyle, but thirdly, God has called me into a body. Is that not what He lets us see here? He's called us into one body. What is that body? The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have spiritual life, then God's going to put a desire in your heart to be somewhere in a body performing the functions that a body is supposed to function with and perform. Ooh, preacher, I can worship. I can stay at home worship just as good there as I can out the house of God. No, you can't. You can't do it. You can't take Bible and prove that. Oh, no. God has given you and I spiritual life and brought us, it called us into one body. That body's called the church. And for the body to function as it should function. Notice he talks about forgiving. Man, there's some great things there that we have time to nail this morning. But talking about forgiveness and all those things. That's us coming together as the body. And performing the functions that the body is supposed to function and perform according to the will of God. Man, when I think about physical life and God knew me, God had a plan and a purpose. Man, that's great. Then I think about the spiritual life, that first plan, that first purpose was to save me and then place me in the body of Christ so that I could perform with that body. See, so many people, they say, well, it doesn't really make any difference if I'm there. It doesn't really make any difference if I do anything or do my part. Sure it does, friend. God has saved you and put you in a body. Well, it gets quiet again. People outside of spiritual life don't have that. You think about that. See, you're in a body. The body of Christ, the body of the church. People outside of that, they've never been, don't have spiritual life, doesn't have that. They can't have it. And friend, if you're here today without Christ, you can have it. But we need to understand today, Lord, I'm thankful for the spiritual life. I'm thankful for the physical life. I want to appreciate it. I want to enjoy it. I want to rejoice in it. Lord, I'm really thankful for this spiritual life because you saved me from a corrupt lifestyle. You changed my life. And Lord, you called me into a body that I could be a part of something that's far greater than I, far greater than you, and far greater than this world. And that's the church. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Let us be thankful for physical life. Let us be thankful, most of all, for spiritual life. Let's stand to our feet all over the building. Brother Scotty, Father, I love you today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for the living Word of God. Thank you for the privilege to stand here one more time and try to proclaim the truths thereof. And I pray this morning, God, that you'll touch our hearts in this month of thanksgiving. That, Lord, that we would consider, Lord, just so many things that we should be thankful for. But let us consider, first of all, today just simply to be thankful for life. Thankful for physical life. Thankful for spiritual life. And Lord, if for someone here today that's never experienced the new birth, they don't know what, they can't identify. They can't identify with this spiritual life. And Lord, I pray this morning under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God that they would come to Calvary and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, the best I know how, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. I pray this morning, God, you take the invitation, you speak to hearts, and help each of us this morning to be obedient and submissive, Father, unto your will and unto your way. That one that might be cold and different, Lord, whatever the need, you just work and help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray.